today we'd like to see the title of Why Did Jesus Come on the Earth in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 16. To a number of people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. You may listen and watch a video of a Christmas song. You may click on there. So first of all, three questions. Question 1 in verse 11. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. What does it mean? And what is Jesus to you in person? In verse 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Could you explain it in 5W1H? Who, where, how, when, what, and why? Compared to the visitation of the wise man in Matthew chapter 2, and what could we learn from here? Question 2, why did Jesus come on the earth? Christmas Day is one of the holidays. The word Christmas is death. Christ is combined with Mass, which is in Old English meaning worship. So Christmas means a memorable worship service for Christ's death. That is Christ's birthday. In a Christmas season, non-Christians, the neighbors say, congratulations on the birth of Jesus, Merry Christmas, or Happy Holiday. The neighbors are a Muslim, understand Jesus as one of the prophets. Judaism understands Jesus as one of the teachers, or a rabbi. A Buddhist understands Jesus as one of the perfect persons, like a Buddha. A Hinduist understands Jesus as one of God's. Shintoists understand Jesus as one of God's, including ancient church gods. An atheist understands Jesus as a good man. Thanks for their congratulation, but I wish they would say more than that in heart as they understand why Jesus came on the earth. Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection, all sin. Adam, the father of all humans, was created by God in his image, but committed sin by taking the forbidden tree of knowledge of good and evil. All have sinned sin, of which wage is death. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6:24. So when the woman saw that tree was good for food, and it was pleasant for the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate. So he drove out, God drove out the man Adam and Eve. He placed the cherubim, angels, at the guard angels at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turns every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Romans chapter 3, 23. All have therefore, all have sinned, all is all, and fall short of God's glory. All have sinned, God. You are sinful, contrary to God's will, and you are imperfect, but God is holy and perfect. Romans chapter 6, 23, first part. The wage of sin is death. The separation of sin is spiritual death. Number 2, Jesus' birth. God loved everyone that God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, for our eternal life from the death. The word of only excludes any others, John chapter 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Luke chapter 2, 8 to 16. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch of their flock by night. In the same country of Bethlehem, in verse 15, shepherds, two or more shepherds, five miles or 9 kilometers between Bethlehem and Jerusalem. Probably temple shepherds to bring special lambs or sheep without spot or blemish. Living out in the fields in December, usually 80 Celsius or 47 Fahrenheit cold. Likely in October, 77 Fahrenheit, 25 Celsius. Or Hebrew lunar calendar, 7th month. So, Jesus' birthday would be the Feast of a Trumpet, Leviticus chapter 23, 24, speaking to children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of a blowing of a trumpet, a holy convocation, keeping watch over their flock by night, carefully watching all night. And behold, an angel of the Lord, like Gabriel, stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid, surprised, or revered high respect. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, look, I bring you good tidings, good news, gospel. Evangelion, Matthew chapter 4, 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. So is Evangelion, that's a Greek word. Great joy, which will be to all people. The joyous root is Jesus to all people. So Jesus is not only a particular person here, all people, nation or race, but all people. Verse 11, there is a bond to all people, meaning either believers or non-believers. Everyone, the world, love the world. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Bethlehem, in verse 15, the house of bread. Savior, who is Christ the Lord, anointed one by God, King, Priest, Prophet. Christ means anointed one by God. So Old Testament, King, Priest, Prophet. So Jesus played those functions on the earth, King, Priest, Prophet. Christ or Messiah means Jesus anointed by God, as the Son of God. So, Jesus is our joy, our hope, and our life. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus, by the commandment of the God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. Colossians chapter 3, 4. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Jesus is our joy, our life, our hope. Verse 12, and this will be the sign to you, miracle. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Babe, Jesus, Greek word, brepos, babe, here, baby, just born. Verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, so the angels, including Gabriel, so the angels praising God, glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace, goodwill toward man. Their root is Jesus, peace and goodwill is Jesus, peace in Jesus, not in any creatures which are changing, perishable, or unstable. Without experiencing God's grace, no peace would be in Christ. The cross reference here, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. Over the increase his government and peace, there will be no endless upon the throne of David and of his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time toward even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord of hosts. All hosts, the Lord Jesus. The, Isaiah 66, verse 12. For this says the Lord, behold, I will extend the peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then you shall feed, on her side shall you be carried, and be dandled on her knees. John chapter 14, 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world's gifts do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ephesians chapter 2, 8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and then not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Then verse 15, so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. Now go to Bethlehem. The distance between suburban country area and its city of Bethlehem, about 1 kilometer, over a quarter miles, 3/4 miles. 16, last question, question 2. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and babe lying in a manger. So Bethlehem country, a shepherd, 2 or more visits on babe Jesus lying in a manger, as well as on Mary, his natural mother, and Joseph, his adopting father. Baby prepares. Verses compare Matthew chapter 2:11. That time is wise men visit in house is child baby, so 1 year old or 2 years old. So that of Matthew 2:11. And when the wise men had come to into the house, they saw young child, not baby, with Mary his mother, only Mary, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented the gift to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We should check the scriptures, whatever Bible story in the world. So this is a cross-reference of the place over Jesus' born place. One place we took a picture. Then, number three, Jesus' death, we bloodshed to pay off our sins. Romans chapter 5:8. God demonstrated his own love towards us in death. While we are still sinners, Christ died for us. So when you're born, Christ really died for us 2,000 years ago. God loves you and let his soul son, Christ, die for you on cross with shed blood. 1 Peter chapter 3, 18, verse 8. Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, the just Jesus for unjust us, that he might bring us to God. Upon Christ's death, he paid the eternal separate death penalty for your sins. And so, Jesus Christ made the bridge between you, man, and God. From the wrath relationship with God through original sin of Adam to the peace relationship with God through Jesus. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from the dead works to serve the living God? Rhetorical question. So you should serve or work, live after supporting. Then resurrection. Jesus' resurrection destroyed the power of death, ruled by devil, followed by the indwelling Spirit of God, given only to believers. Hebrews chapter 2, 8-9, 14-15. You have put all things in subjection under his feet, for in death he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angel. Jesus came here for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, resurrection. And he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. He was there. And as much then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death. That is the devil. So, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So Jesus' resurrection destroy the resurrection. Ephesians chapter 1, 13, 14. In him you also trust, after you heard the word of truth, that's the gospel, for your salvation, position salvation yourself, in whom also, having believed, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Romans chapter 8, 34. For what the Lord could not do in death, it was weak through the flesh. God did. The Holy Spirit can teach. Holy Spirit is God. God did by sending his own Son, God the Father. In likeness of sinful flesh, on account of sin, he condemned the sin in the flesh. How? By resurrection. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not work according to flesh, but according to spirit. Book of Acts chapter 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Everywhere you can be witness. 1 Corinthians chapter 15:17. As if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. 1 Corinthians chapter 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. So issue is whether or not you accept in heart or believe in Jesus the Lord Christ Savior. Romans 6:5, for if we have been united together in the likeness of death, certainly we also shall be in likeness of his resurrection. Number 5, human goodness, righteousness is not enough to God's righteousness, God's goodness, but is a filthy in the sight of God. When you obey only good God, the goodness is revealed. The righteousness is in the words of gospel, that upon its belief it is revealed. Matthew 19:70. So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. Isaiah 64:6. But we are all like unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like a filthy rags. We all fade as we live, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Matthew 25:21. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful of a few things. I will make you ruler of many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So when you obey God's will, that considers, that reveals God's goodness. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from face to face, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Only mediate Jesus. There is no other way to be good, righteous, perfect, or saved from eternal death than Jesus' way. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, the truth. No one comes to the Father except through me. Acts 4:12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which you must be saved. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. The 7, believe Jesus Christ as the Lord and the Savior. Thanks for the speakers, but understand Jesus is only Savior from eternal death into eternal life. And believe the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. 1 Corinthians 15:34. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to scriptures. John 5:24. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word, believes in him who sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Romans 10:12-14. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord of all is rich to all who call upon him. Who is a caller? Believer. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? So believers, we call Jesus Lord. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So, question 3. Thanks for their congratulations, but I wish they would say more than that in heart, as they understand why Jesus came on the earth. Because there is no other way than Jesus from the rest relations with God into peace relations with God in the words of gospel. Go yet from the starting peace relation with God by your faith alone on this Christmas day to the daily fellowship with God throughout every word of God. We are praying for our beloved neighbors. May God bless you richly in Jesus' name. So let's sing all together Christmas song, the bulletin, last song.
Okay, we covered all the questions.